Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Today's episode is brought to you by Fox and Stallion. Fox and Stallion is a Victorian mystery comedy fiction podcast about the best detective team on Baker Street. No, not that one. Season 2 will be airing in 2024 and is currently crowdfunding through May 1st. They have stickers, personalized in-universe thank you letters with wax seal, calligraphy, and all of it, and even a tier where they solve a mystery that you send them. They do want me to note Fox and Stallion cannot guarantee the solving of any mysteries, but they will try their absolute hardest for 3 to 5 audio minutes. This show also has everything you could want. Jewel heists, asexual detectives, lavender marriages, and a really old cat. You can find and listen to Fox and Stallion anywhere you listen to podcasts or on their website, 224bbaker.com. That's 224bbaker.com. This episode of Our Fair City is sponsored by Overcast, a better podcast app than whatever you're using right now, unless it's Overcast. Get Overcast for free on the App Store.
When I last recorded from this dilapidated booth in this abandoned tower, you heard me... Fuck, no you didn't.
Oh, what band of tool...
Cube!
Cube.
Oh, what band of tools we are!
This episode is brought to you by More Than You Wanted to Know About David's Nose. Okay.
Oh, you silly man! You can't disarm a nuclear... Whoops! Maybe too topical.
Elizabeth, I'm sorry to ask, but I need to draw most of your cerebral fly... God, here we go again!
Cerebrospinal. I should think about it a lot.
Shouting.
Did you just say the S word in front of my shit. Not my the.
Perfect.
So wait, if you're Archie and you're Veronica, where's Betty?
Oh. I want to cast Ninja's Jughead.
Yeah. That makes sense. It works out.
Well, you heard the theme, old sir. There, we're at blah, blah.
Ah. Let me try that. I don't want to blow it too soon, because I got to do a big one later.
Take the space train down.
No, it's not about ejaculation. Space, train, space. Give the space and take the train.
You hear that? He says he's got food. Welcome back, dear listeners, to the captivating reconstruction of the final days of what? What in the name of the founders is covering up my volume knobs?
Ah! I'm so confused. What? What? Is-
And then from my half a line as Rosal or Eunice, who was doing my Rosal and Russell impression, I will have half a line. Perhaps, maybe one of the fans will recognize my management. What was she? She was transportation. No, she wasn't. She was electricity, yeah. Power. Listen, the people mover is a system of machines.
His squeezins have been sucked dry. Jeepers.
Woof. What? Don't woof me.
All right, okay, Grayson. Now, you're gonna have to beat a 15 to get that animated armor into subjugation. All right, let's see you. Oh, sorry. You're doing it with disadvantage. Oh, Grayson, I hate to inform you that your dwarven cleric has passed into the great beyond. No. Grayson, put it down. Put it down.
In a case where a party moves for summary judgment on an issue which he would not bear the burden of persuasion at trial, his initial burden of production may be satisfied by showing the court that there is an absence of evidence in the record to support the non-moving party's case. Once the moving party has met this, initial burden of production, the burden shifts to the non-moving party to establish that there is a triable issue of fact. Wow, I don't scream much. I guess I'm...
I was just tasting it for nutrients. Checking. Nutrient inspector. May I see your food? Processing.
Thank the founders. We made it. We're heroes. Boy, somebody really sucked the squeezins out of you four.
Hi, this is Archibald Funny Pants. I'm so tired. Moving these algae tubs, busting my hump all afternoon. What? I was merely tasting it. It's not a big deal. You old man. Hey, shut up. What? Well, hey.
Is it okay if I do it like this?
I will probably not use it.
I can see Russia from my aunt's.
As for your little...
boy.
Guys, I gotta come clean now. It's all ruse. As for your little filtration problem...
I might randomly yell, you never know.
She does have an angry... Fuck.
I've got one old man line, but I'm gonna do my Tower Watch goon first. Everybody better stay back. Where's Valentine and Clear Skies Tim? Both are gonna tug their masks back on and scramble through the hatch in the sound effects. I'm somewhere between Texas and wizard people, dear reader. That's what I'm doing for this voice. Try to stop me, Jeffrey, I dare you. Did you get enough there?
Busted, you know that? Here, kid, grab this rope and... Here, kid, grab this rope and get me help my foot. Sorry. Let me learn how to read.
Faith and Begora, you need to talk to old Silty Daddy Boy. Begora, goddamn it! Can she just say it herself? No, this is another one of those episodes where I can't say the word!
Just think of Fedora.
Okay, so Begora.
Faith and Fedora.
And then your Aunt Lobie said, Faith and Fog.
Faith and
Fog.
Faith and Fog. Yes.
Nice.
The Happy
Dude
story.
Right? We'll be better off with you. Just fuck you.
Just don't need to be that harsh. I mean, never seen
the train
again.
Just went
Hi, this is young Cole. We're gonna be time travelers, yay! And then this is adult Cole. I do something called time traveling. You probably haven't heard of it yet, but it's really, really cool, I promise.
Okay. Marvelous, folks.
Loyal Policies, this is executive producer Jeffrey Gardner. You didn't think we were going anywhere? Even though our Fair City's main series is finished, you'll be hearing a lot more from us here, including more blooper reels, interviews with the cast and crew, the Tales from Albuquerque Herbert West miniseries, and more. So, thank you so, so much for listening. And as always, we'll see you in the tunnels.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
In the year 1889, there was nowhere in the world more exciting than London, England.
Three cheers for Inspector Lestrade and the bad boys of Baker Street themselves, Sherlock Holmes and Dr. John Watson!
Solved. I Sherlock bloody Holmes of 221B Baker Street.
Well, with any luck, we'll get a new brutal murder any day now.
God, I wish.
It's truly shocking you haven't solved anything in 5 years.
The boys are both out of town for some case about a dog in Dartmoor this weekend. Sincerely, Martha Hudson.
London's number two detective team just became number one.
Fox and Stallion. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr at 224bbaker or on our website, 224bbaker.com.
It's like they say, big breaks are 90% luck.
What's the other 10%?
Luck.